Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to those of you who are in the chat room, those of you who are on the phone lines, and those who will go to the archives. Well, it is in the morning, 7 a.m., and I tell you, it's been a whirlwind of a week already. The weekend was at the Business and Leadership Conference down in Virginia Beach, Virginia. What an amazing conference that was. We're going to try to get some snippets of some of the presentations that were made by the very powerful Karen. We had Karen, let me get her name right. I don't want to get it wrong. Karen Gilliam, like William with the G, Dr. Hayward Horton, Maribel Campbell, N.J. Robinson, and just, I mean, the camaraderie, just the experience was fabulous. So we are definitely want to share some of that with you. Hope you can make it to the next Business and Leadership Conference. I learned so much. A super congrats and kudos to the spearhead of that event, Ms. Francine Humphrey, and to all the wonderful women that was able to attend with myself. It was just phenomenal. I tell you, the speakers were awesome. And then Sunday, celebrations all over the place with the Dr. Martin Luther King celebrations at my church, Franklin St. John's. And then Monday, all day at the career fair and celebration at Metropolitan Baptist. So it has just been nonstop so far. And then also at the same time on Monday, in and out of watching the inauguration of our second term of president, And that was phenomenal. And so it has just been amazing. So far, we've had two-term presidents in a row. Clinton, Bush, and now Barack. Wow. So that's what? That's 8 years each. 8 times 3, that's 24. So for 24 years now. Oh, this has been going on. And so, well, not 24 yet, because we're only going into the 21st year. So we have President Barack Obama, and that is going well, and his adorable wife, his wonderful children. So we're just praying their success and their strength. And we know the country is going through a lot of turmoil. There's so much turmoil in this country. I just heard about a shooting on yesterday, and then I heard about a stabbing last evening, and then a fire that made it to the news. Now, you know, when things make it to the news, that means it's pretty bad. So lots and lots and lots going on. Also want to give a good morning shout out to Madam Queen and also Kiva Renee. But I wanted people to call in today, and I wanted you to call in and tell me, or, you know, talk to us, tell us what, and I put the question right here on Facebook. Call in and tell me, who has inspired you the most? Who has inspired you the most? So, very simple question. Call in. The number is 347-945-7991. So, if you are able to call in, or you can also type in your question. You can type in your question in Facebook, or you can type it in LinkedIn. See, call the show at 347-945-7991. Now, let's just say, until you call in, let me just talk about this for a second. So let's just say you call into the show one morning, or you go to dive into the show, and you don't hear me. Well, that's your opportunity to go and listen to the archives. Yeah, go back and listen to one of the archives. There are many shows that we've done over the past, I believe, about 6 years of show recordings that we have here for you to take advantage of. So go back and listen to one of the archives. You still want to get motivated in the morning. The morning time is a great time to be inspired, to be motivated, to achieve your dreams, to reach your goals, to live the life that you really, really want. I mean, I am absolutely on fire. I have been on fire, but I am like over fire right now. I am so excited. I could not wait to get up this morning. Now, I'm telling you, when you have the kind of life that you can't wait to get up for, most people are stuck in a place where they just can't wait to go to bed to get rid of the day. But I'm at the opposite right now. Okay, I'm the opposite. I'm at a place where I can't wait to get up. So there are some exciting things that are happening. One, I definitely need you, if you are my friend on Facebook, and if you're not, please connect with me on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn, because we're launching a whole new slate of trainings and programs this year. We're going to be teaching people how to become entrepreneurs, how to become a trainer, coaching some individuals. If you want to go back to school, we'll, you know, help coach you with that. But we are, you know, absolutely want to help coach you live your dream in 2013. Okay? We also have some other coaching going on in our office here in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're going to help some people who want some workplace training. The workplace is still there. Not everyone is cut out to be an entrepreneur. Not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Yes, while many of us entrepreneurs believe that being an entrepreneur will afford you certain flexibilities and certain perks and rewards for being an entrepreneur, but at the same time, it takes a lot of your own personal drive and motivation. Those are two keys that you have to have if you're going to be an entrepreneur. You must have personal drive and personal motivation, all right, because you have to lead the way. You're the one who is leading the way. So, again, who has inspired you? Call in 347-945-7991. I am standing by to take your phone calls. And for those of you, okay, welcome. I see someone in the chat room. If you want to type yours in, I will read it. Yes, who has inspired you? You know, I was talking to my college students yesterday, and I went around the room and asking them which one of their teachers had inspired them, and, you know, in terms of their education and who inspired them to graduate high school. And so I was talking to them about why they were inspired by these individuals. So now I want to ask you, as an adult or as a person who is achieving your dreams and your goals, who has inspired you? Because you'd be surprised. When you have inspiration, when you have that inspiration, it gives you that adage, that added help to achieve your goal. You know, when you're inspired by someone, trust me, it gives you that extra push, like when you're down and out, when you feel like giving up, when you feel like you're ready to throw in the towel. If you can get someone that inspires you, that certainly sets you on fire for wanting to do what you do. And, you know, one of my students said he was inspired by a teacher who gave him a break, because he wanted to play sports, but his grades were not where he needed them to be. And this teacher gave him a break. Well, the break, I guess it was so powerful that it inspired him to do better. Yes, he took the break. Yes, he was able to play for the rest of that semester. But he was inspired to do better. And he did better. He did enough to get himself into college. And so that's what I'm saying. You know, who has inspired you? And, you know, I've had a lot of people, that's inspired me. Okay, I got a comment in the chat room, and I'll read it. It says, it's hard being an entrepreneur these days because it's hard to leave the 9-to-5 guaranteed income. Good point. And I had a student that made some points about that as well. And they also said that a friend inspired them who took this leap and quit their good job and went full time as a producer. And he had hard times in the beginning, but he's now successful. So they said it's hard during a recession to focus on your craft, or at least that's been your resolve. Yes, you know, those are good points. I said to my business, I teach a couple of classes, and one group of students that I teach, they're all business majors. And so I said to that, and the other group are students of all different majors. They're in a class to become a success in college. So I'm teaching a college success seminar, and then the other students are business. So I said to my business students, why have a business? Why be an entrepreneur? Or what's the difference or something like that? And so they began to name all these different reasons of being an entrepreneur, you know, the flexibility, having your own business, making your own money, all these things. being in control. And so when I asked them, okay, well, what about having a job? And so it's about 20 students. And so the first comment out of someone's mouth was that as an employee, I get 2 weeks paid or something like that, paid vacation. And I thought, yeah, that's good, you know. So that's true. You give up some things when you go to be an entrepreneur, that as working for, you know, then they talked about other things like as an entrepreneur, I mean, as a, working somewhere, you know, you can, you know, get promoted, things like that. You know, you can move around quite a bit and have, you know, have your back covered, medical, of course. Now, it's not that you can't have some of these things as being an entrepreneur, but my sister's been in business for 7 years now, and it was about 5 years before she could take a vacation, you know, period. She could barely close. She doesn't close on holidays. It was years before she could do that, you see. And especially when you are the sole, person that's doing everything. But you're absolutely right. It takes a while as an entrepreneur. And like somebody said on Facebook, they gave up a 40-hour-a-week job so they can work 80 hours a week. You know, who does that? You're going to work longer as an entrepreneur. You're going to work harder. But yes, hopefully you were inspired to hear this person's story. And that's why we want to share stories. We want to be able to, we don't know who we're inspiring. We don't know who's listening right now to this message that is thinking about starting a business, or that's thinking about making a move, or they're thinking about creating something, but they need that inspiration and your story. So I appreciate you, and thank you for typing that into the chat room for us so that we could read it over the air and other people who tune in, because when people go back and listen to the archives, they won't, you know, see this in the chat room. So I thank you for putting that in. And, you know, when it comes to leaving your 9-to-5, what I would suggest is to, for people who are, you know, starting out in their own business, definitely have a plan. You know, having started my business in 2002 and launching 2 businesses in that same year, 1 nonprofit and 1 for-profit, and, you know, now this is 10 years later, and seeing all that I've seen, experiencing all that I've experienced, I've done both. I've, you know, had no other 9-to-5 type job. I just did the entrepreneurship. But I've experienced where, you know, it's okay if you don't quit your 9-to-5 job and run your business for a while on the side. Okay? A lot of people think that it's either or, but that's not necessarily the case. If you can come up with a plan, then you can probably not have all of your income sucked into your business, or have to lose all of your income and depend on clients and customers while you still have bill collectors depending on you. It's a big difference if you have a spouse or some other way to take care of yourself. Okay, so wonderful. So, yeah, you have to start with a plan. Okay, the business plan isn't just for the creditors. You need a business plan for you to see how you're going to maneuver with your business. I know you're excited. I was excited as well. But we have to slow down and say, how are we going to make this work? So you have a new question. Why go to college and get out of debt and get out with all that debt? Like slaves becoming free, but start out in debt as a sharecropper getting in debt. It makes more sense to be an entrepreneur without college for some. And you're absolutely probably right, for some, okay? Everything is different for everybody. Like for me, in my case, I have right now 3 college degrees, an associate degree, a bachelor's, and an MBA. And I'm halfway through. I've invested close to $60,000 in a PhD. So now, however, those 3 degrees and the half of the PhD almost allows me to, number one, teach on a college campus where the pay, you know, starts at around $50 an hour or better, which is much better than what I would get if I was to go and be an office administrator or a customer service rep or anything in a workplace. You know, there's few, unless I was, you know, some top high-paid engineer or something like that, would I be making the $50 an hour and up. Also, having those degrees, what happened for me was with the very first degree, that's how I learned my true gift, which is public speaking. And I just don't know if, well, put it like this, I didn't go back to college until I was 32. Up until that time, no one had ever told me I was a speaker or that I was good at it. No one ever in my whole life. I never heard it. It wasn't until I got to college. So for some people, college unlocks the door to their future, to their dream. Now, so you're right. Everyone's different. You have to weigh all your options. I can't tell people that you don't need to go, period, because you'll be in debt. Well, you're going to be, okay, do you own a home? And if a person owns a home, let's just say that home costs you $250,000. Unless you paid cash, you're in debt for $250,000 for a home that you don't know if you'll live to pay it off or not. So that's one way to look at it. You're a slave owner or a slave to that home. Let's just say you drive a Mercedes-Benz or a Jaguar or a BMW. Again, that somebody didn't give you or you didn't pay cash for. Those cars are $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, whatever they cost. Again, you're in debt. You know, so you have to weigh the option of what that degree will do for you. I mean, what can a Mercedes do for you? What can a BMW do for you? What can a Lamborghini do for you? Get you around. Okay, well, a degree can get you around. So think of it like that. As a speaker, you know, I get paid, you know, a lot of money to speak. But without that degree, you know, the good degree helps me in that sense. Now, everyone is different. So, you know, that's what I would say about a college degree. So, yes, I left there owing thousands and thousands of dollars. However, for me, I've upped my chances of making thousands. Now, here's another thing that I did with a degree. It allowed me to write a book. Could I write the book without the degree? Absolutely. Okay? However, for me, writing the book, attending four different colleges, I now have a platform of about, all together, put all those colleges together, probably about 1 million people instantly. My platform is instantly about 1 million people for my books. So, you know, but anyway, so that's just, you know, some of my thoughts, and you can share any of your thoughts or questions that you would have about that. If you are on the phone lines and you want to weigh in on this, please do. I'm asking people to call in and talk about who has inspired you. And then I was getting some feedback from those in the chat room about college, and they had a question about college. So if you would like to make a comment, I will give you a comment. But if you don't want to make a comment, that's okay too. So let's see. I'm going to open up area code 323. Tell me your name and where are you calling from.
Good morning, Coach Lisa. This is Dean calling from California. How you doing?
Hi, and what is your name?
I'm the Liberal Democrat in your chat room. I'm listening to your broadcast online as well. I hope you guys have got feedback.
No, we don't.
Okay.
You're up pretty early in the morning there.
I'm a writer, so, you know, I surf the blogs for conversation every now and then and stuff like that when I'm having my little writer blocks. I'm saying, I just had a comment on the entrepreneur thing. I was the one that I typed in your chat room about a friend of mine who's a producer, and when it comes to holding on, and this is his philosophy, not mine, you know, but his philosophy is, you know, you can't have a 9-to-5 and pursue your dream 100% because he said you have that crutch. He said when he had to pay rent and stuff like that, he always knew he had to fall back on the his 9-to-5. So what he did was, like, he quit his 9-to-5 and his production business or whatever, you know. He knew that if he didn't sell some songs or some music, that he couldn't pay his rent. And he said that made him work hard. He said, but when he had his job, his 9-to-5, he didn't work as hard because on his craft as an entrepreneur because he knew that, you know, he had that to fall back on. And I haven't took that jump, that leap yet, you know, because, you know, he keep telling me that, you know, if you want to go full-time and, you know, in what you want to do, you know, whatever, you're going to have to let go of your 9-to-5 because that's your crutch and you're not going to put all into your craft. Now, I saw him struggle, you know, because he had a couple of months wherein, you know, it was hard for him, you know, to make certain payments or whatever. But eventually, you know, he said, like, when he knew he had to sell some songs or whatever, you know, that's when he became successful, when you know you have to do it and you don't have a plan B. And I know that's not a good philosophy for a lot of people, but his philosophy is don't have a plan B, and then you can you'll put your all into your entrepreneurship. You know, and I just want to, you know your opinion on that and stuff like that because, again, that's not – I don't subscribe to that, but because I'm always one of them, I need a plan B just in case, I'm saying, you know, but that's just me. I'm saying.
It sounds like you're a singer as well, so.
Is that what you – try to do something. What I do, basically, like, you know, I consult and, you know, and manage a couple of people and stuff like that, but, again – I haven't gone full time, you know, and stuff like that. You know, I still, you know, do my 9-to-5 in corporate America like everybody else and whatnot. And you know, like you said, it might be my curse. Like, I'm still treating it as a hobby instead of a thing because I'm still dependent on my 9-to-5 as the bill to paying the bills and stuff like that.
Well, you know, again, you raise a very important issue because there are so many people who are right there. I think each person has to look at their own life. Again, if you are a single person with no children depending on you, no spouse depending on you, and then you can live out the trunk of your car or live out the back seat of your car while you go out there and pound the pavement to get that customer.
Like, but the Tyler Perry stories we hear about and stuff like that. Like married people or even people with kids. Like, you know, even though my kids are kind of grown now a little bit, I still kind of wouldn't make that move, even though it were just me, because, like, everybody can't do that. I mean, we don't have a lot of Tyler Perrys. You know, like I say, I lived in my car and such situation. I don't know. I just can't. I think those people were designed to do that for a reason, you know, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I know people, for instance, I know people who, like myself, I'm an author, so I have books that I would love to just go door-to-door, knocking door-to-door, company to company, buy my book.
Right.
But, I mean, I have a husband, you know, we have a house, and I can't just pack up and go do that. But now if I was single,
right,
and I could. And I could just stay in a hotel. I could go sell 3 books, stay in a hotel, go sell 10 more. Could do those things. I could, you know, I got friends all over the globe. I could roll up in their town, stay with them for a couple days, do a couple of
right.
Bookings. You can do that. But if you have the responsibility that you created before you got your dream, and that's why I try to teach people who are just starting out, get your priorities in line. Don't go out there, you know, discover your dream first. At least try to.
Right.
Or you go get yourself, you know, bogged down with, you know, family and spouse and all that stuff. Now, here's the same thing. Let's just say my husband, if he wanted to do that, and then I was the one with this secure job, I probably would say, this is what I found, and this is not, you know, sexist, but I'm just saying, I've seen where now he's the man, because I know some men like this, that sometimes the wife, if she has a good secure 9-to-5, she might be more flexible with him and even try to push him in those directions.
Right.
But now that, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes out there, the woman should be at home and these kinds of things, and society forces that on a lot of people, movies, songs.
I see it in the church a lot, wherein the woman would push her husband into entrepreneurship to go full time as pastors and stuff, and they would be doing the 9-to-5 where he can, you know, see where his entrepreneurship is going to go with that.
Absolutely.
You know, so I see a lot of friends do it, if not in the ministry, in some other kind of business venture, but
absolutely,
the woman would be backing the man up. I see that a lot out here.
Sure. It's everywhere, and they even have songs about it. You know, people love to say, behind every great man, there's a strong woman, and you see it even in the White House.
Because like yourself, the woman is in, well, I'll just say black woman, you know, is in college these days, as opposed to the men. We'll go to college and begin it, but we drop out a lot. But for the most part, you know, in every supervisor position you go to, you'll see a woman more so than you would see a man and stuff like that. So that kind of makes sense right now in this element, in this environment we're in now. The women are the ones with a lot of, you know, I'll say black women are the ones with the wherewithal to do that, you know, to support, you know, their man or whatever.
Yeah, so for people who want to be, now what I've found, what I've tried to do myself and some of the women that I work with and network with and connect with, what we do is we try to find your, okay, whatever your gift is, your talent, like for me, it's the speaking. Well, my quote-unquote 9-to-5, which is not in the morning at 9 and at 5, but, you know, it's
right,
doing different the day teaching at the colleges. But that's what I love doing. So, you know, while, yes, it's not letting go of that income, but I'm still doing that thing I love. So, for instance, you said you're a producer. So, I mean, you want to produce people and do that, and that's what you do, rather. As your, that's what
no,
you
no, so my friend was a producer. I kind of sort of managed consultants, stuff like that.
So you manage people. So what you could do is, you know, if you wanted to, what I would suggest to a person like you, if they had come to me for the advice, I would say, you know, find a 9-to-5 that allows you to manage people. Therefore, you get the best of both worlds. You're doing it on your own, on the side, and it's not a hobby. It's what you really do. When I was working full-time at the college as a full-time job, I still did my books and stuff, but I didn't consider my training business a hobby. It was launched. I had it registered with the state of New Jersey and all of that. Well, what I'm saying is that you could, you know, then get to a person. Let's just say somebody wanted to start their own CPA firm. Well, I would say, go be a CPA in a company, and so you already, and when you know, that to me it makes good sense. So that your 9-to-5 is still doing what you love, and you're still honing your craft and your gift. But we have another caller, so don't hang up. A caller 440, tell us your name, where you're calling from, give us your comments. Yes, caller 440, you probably got to take yourself off mute. You're live on the air with Coach LaLisa. Okay, they may not realize that.
Good morning, this is Denise from Cleveland. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Oh.
Go right ahead.
Hi, LaLisa.
How are you?
Fine, I'll just call. I was listening, but I love this topic about entrepreneurship and what the young man just said about no plan B. Sometimes that does work for some, but I just wanted to, I love numbers, so I wanted to break it down to you guys in numbers and what I mean by numbers in days of the week and hours of the week. And do you realize there's 168 hours in every week? 168.
Wow.
And if you do work a 40-hour job, that still leaves you 128 hours. And for most of us who are entrepreneurs and who are seeking and working in their visions, we don't sleep 8 hours a day. We don't even get 6 hours. But even if you were to do 7 hours worth of sleep a day, you still got 80 hours left, approximately 80 hours, that you could do some things. Most people don't understand that they waste a lot of time by wasting a lot of time. They waste time on watching TV, on talking on the telephone, instead of concentrating on their gift. And if they were to take that gift and take that time that they waste by doing things that are not going to get them to where they want to be, if they were to take just half of that, 40 hours a week, and work on their vision, they could be successful. They would get a lot done. If they would consider not that first 40-hour work job, that 8-to-5 is being the key to their success, but if they would just see that as a means to an end and then take another 40 hours a week and put it on, and use it in their in developing their skills and their gifts and in developing that, that vision and in writing and moving towards that, they would they could be successful, Lalisa.
Okay, so there you have it. There you have it, liberal Democrat. So there you you respond to that. Great, love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. What do you think about that?
That's a lot of discretionary, what you call income discretionary hours. We got, you know, less and whatnot, you know. And you know, it's all about, you know, balancing your time. So I can definitely get that and stuff like that when it comes to your job situation. But when you have to travel a lot and stuff like that, you know, I've had job situation where he said, you know, call me into the office and said, you're going to have to make a decision, you know, because, like, on a lot of – you know, a lot of situations, you know, I would have to be out on a plane a lot. And, you know, and just so happened that, you know, some of my college buddies, you know, some of them are my bosses and stuff like that, you know, and they said, you know, why don't you just settle down and get a 9-to-5 like us or whatever, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, some of your extracurricular activity don't, it's not in line with your 9-to-5 or whatever, you know. They're in direct contrast and stuff like that, wherein sometimes, you know, you have to make a decision, and sometimes they interrupt one another.
Let me ask you this. Well, let me just jump in for a quick second because we're going to be off the air in about two. We have about 2 minutes left, and we'll certainly continue this discussion.
I digress.
Yeah. Just want to make this one quick point, and thank you so much, Denise. That's very powerful. But it sounds a little bit, liberal Democrat, sounds a little bit to me like, you know you could be very successful at what you want to do, you know, this job, just running your own business, doing what you love to do, managing people, consulting with them and things like that. It sounds like you've already seen the landscape and how you could be a success at it. However, there could be something else that is holding you back from really taking that leap forward. You've been inspired by this friend.
It's that F word, fear.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like,
you've been inspired by this friend who did it and was successful and is very successful now. And so I'm sure you're out there in California. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter, I'm sure. All these other places where you've seen, I'm sure you probably met Tyler Perry. If not, that's your friend. So you've seen people do it. You know people who are doing this. And so, but what is holding you back? And so that's what, you know, and it could be a fear, but a fear of what? You can't just say fear. You got to say, oh, you got to try to identify what that fear is.
A lot of celebrities and people that I know that I've connected with or whatever, a lot of their careers is over right now, you know, because of it. And they poured all into it. I've traveled the country with them. I spent money with them. But a lot of their careers is over now, you know, even in music, even in acting, you know, stuff like that, even in whatever they're doing right now. So at the end of the day, a lot of them are telling me, don't leave your job. You know, they said, we do this. Like, I'm connected with some of Erykah Badu people, and they were on Sunday's Best, you know, singing background. One of them, or China, was her music director for like 9 years, and she even told me, you know, you see me on tour with her or whatever, but it ain't, she still got her job at AT&T, you know, or whatever. So,
oh, that's right.
That's just the reality that a lot of them are telling me. So, you know, I got, you know, I wanted to make that leap, but then I was like, you know, I know how much money I got coming in right now every week, you know, or whatever from that and stuff like that. And I know how much I got coming in from other situations. But, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just not ready to make that leap yet, you know, because of what they're telling me. You know, I'm saying the industry people are saying don't. But, you know, I'm, as a person of color, just because, you know, how many people of color you see on a continual basis on a movie screen in music making money or even in books? I got best-selling book author friends who even tell me, keep your day job. And
well, here's
that's
the thing.
Just reality.
Well, here's the thing, too. You kind of realizing, do you love your day job? Just because, people think about one of the reasons, don't let the fact that, well, people hate their day job, they quit. No, like I said, I love teaching at the college. I love it. So, no, I'm not going to let that go. Even if my business was thriving, I would still teach at a college because that's what I love doing. So when you love your day job, first of all, you never work a day in your life. It doesn't feel like work. And then, also consider this, your job. If it's a career, if it's a profession, you can go and come. It's like a revolving door. Just because you may leave an organization, it's like going into the military. You leave, but you can come back to the organization 4 years later when you get out. And you went and did a whole another thing for 4 years. So, kind of look at it like that, too. See if there's some wiggle room there. If you have, $500,000 or $1 million, whatever it takes for you to live for 6 years, if you have that saved up, then go out there. Have your 6 years of being that entrepreneur 100% and get it out your blood, maybe. Maybe that's what you have to do. To see, make sure it ain't for you. Make sure, but you don't know. There's people like Danny Johnson, who is highly successful. She ain't nowhere talking about going to work for nobody.
Zig
Ziglar types, the Les Brown. You never hear him say that. So there are many, many people who are doing very well. I don't think you ever hear Denzel Washington talking about going to work for,
Right.
Okay, you're not going to hear Oprah say that. So, you see, so again,
and the same with President Obama. We have people called that has made it, but that's the talent intent we're naming. The majority of us, it's kind of when you see the majority of people,
but you're
like,
not. If you're listening to my broadcast, you are no longer the majority. You are a select.
I tell now.
Oh yeah, you're a. No, you are a select group of people who are willing to walk in a different direction than the rest of the crowd. You're not the rest of the crowd if you're tuning into this broadcast. And if it's your first time and you keep tuning in, you won't be. Because
I see that.
Because I attract all kinds of people who are very powerful, like the young lady you just heard speaking, Denise Jenkins, doing phenomenal things, and I've been knowing her now. We just found out we've been knowing each other 10 years this year, and I'm doing phenomenal things in Ohio. And I've watched her, and I've watched her be very successful. One of her first events that I attended, she had close to 1,000 people there,
right,
at a prayer breakfast, and she's done black tie affairs, and I'm just telling you, top notch things. So you just be surprised, but we are going to be cut off the air automatically.
Well, I'll definitely be listening to your shows and catching the archives and stuff like that because, I definitely, believe that, you listen to things for a reason, so I'll definitely be checking out your show again.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, everyone. I'm sorry, but we're out of time. It'll cut us off without warning, so we only have a 30-minute show. We've already gone 15 minutes over. Have a great and powerful day, and I hope you get inspired by someone to live your dreams, whether it's working for yourself or helping someone else.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.